Two very special call stories, and Mary and Elizabeth, really, there's something special recognizing the call of God in our own lives, our vocations. Most have multiple vocations in their life. I think of Mother Teresa as a nun. She had another call when she started the Missionaries of Charity. She said and called it a call within a call. I think as most people were called to marriage and children, yet God calls many lay people for his work too. There's religious, there's ordained, missionary, even doctors, family people. But doctors have calls within calls within calls. I think of Operation Smile, the Mercy Ship, Doctors Without Borders. That's the kind of thing God does many calls in people's lives, in and within their own vocations. So Mary found her role with Cousin Elizabeth too, via the angel at the visitation in the passage before our gospel today, when God's plan was announced. Both were called to a vocation not only of motherhood, but this is the mother of all motherhoods, I think, in Mary's call to bring about the Savior of the world, let alone Elizabeth, who was barren, carrying John the Baptist in her. What a family that was, called in the vocation that they had. Something was miraculous, and they knew something was going on that day. They were being called by God for something. I don't think they knew quite what it was, but they were being called. So Mary, she was so excited that she made haste and went to see Cousin Elizabeth. Now that was a long and dangerous trip, maybe 2 hours by car, but we know they didn't have cars back then. So she had to face the wild animals maybe, bandits. It wasn't safe. Scripture doesn't tell us who she went with, but I can't imagine she went alone. It was just too dangerous. But she made it. So even more joy came over Mary when she greeted Elizabeth. She sings the Magnificat in the next passage of Scripture too. God's writing out history of human salvation in her. They didn't know quite how it was, but they realized they were apart. She doesn't know the whole story, but it's a feeling you get when you understand God is using you for something. We should have the same feelings. We really should. We should be excited when we hear God's call. We should all be thrilled like Mary and like Elizabeth to be called by God and to be a part of God's salvation plan. Not only for yourself, but you are the salvation plan of others in your life. Do you know that? You should know that. Do we know that? How are we a part of God's salvation plan for others? Last week we heard Zephaniah, that God sings over his creation. He sings over each and every one of us. Today, Mary sings, or the next verse, Mary sings the Magnificat over us too. For me, it's kind of easy to spot the call story of others. I've been doing it for a while now. I usually see it when I review the life of people at their funerals, going over it with their family. I usually, without exception, there was always a passion they had, probably many passions in their life, where they served God. Maybe it was music. Maybe it was serving the public good. They worked at the library, literacy volunteers, the food bank, knitters. Hundreds of other examples of how people serve God in their lives. And I say that was them following God, serving God in ways they probably didn't even think they were serving God, but you do. You do. I think of knitters, making things for others, putting a joy on the people's face. That's serving God. That's doing God's work. Do you know you're serving God when you do that? It's a beautiful thing. Mary, the saints, they all had compelling call stories, and they followed God. Mary was so excited. And then Elizabeth, who had been barren in her life. Imagine her excitement, because in the first century, if you were barren, never had children. That was considered a curse by God. And all of a sudden, late in life, God calls her. She's got to be out of her mind. What a great thing. She knew. She heard the mother of my Lord speak, and my infant leapt in the womb. For nothing will be impossible for God. She conceived in that old age. Like it was for Elizabeth, it's never too late in our lives to do something special for God, to find more purposes or another purpose. Do we recognize the purpose as God's plans for you in your life? Elizabeth calls Mary blessed. She's not blessed for who she is. She is someone who gave her yes to God, which is what we are to do. Mary is blessed, and we are blessed the same way because of our association with Jesus. Jesus is what made Mary great. If we have greatness, it'll be because of our association with Jesus too. And we have Jesus in us, like Mary did. Because of our common baptism through the Holy Spirit, we carry Jesus in us. The Eucharist we're about to share, we carry Jesus in us. We call Mary the Ark of the Covenant, the Ark of the New Covenant, because she carried Jesus. We're all God-bearers in a way, just a little differently, but we carry Jesus in us through the Holy Spirit. Jesus is, well, it reordered Mary's life, let's say, spiritually, when giving birth to Jesus. In that same way, it reorders our life. We're different people. When we discover the calling of Jesus in our life, we are different people. We should be. It made Mary a new creature before God. She was in great standing before, but she really got into greatness when she started carrying Jesus. When she became aware of this blessing, it opened her spiritual eyes and it changed her destiny. Same thing should be for us too. When we finally realize God in our lives, it should change our destiny a bit. You introduced your children to God. They may have not followed your path, but the seeds are there, and that's what's important. They're there for God to water those seeds anytime and bring about the growth when it is needed. I was an example of that. I broke my mom's heart by not following Jesus for 20 years, but they planted the seeds in my life. God watered them at the right time and called me, and I responded to the call. It's a compelling feeling lodged in our heart and makes a difference in us when we can finally recognize the call of God in our lives. So important. Spiritually, though, too. Nothing's automatic. Christmas is not automatic for us. It needs to be worked at. 5 days from now, we need to work at it. We still have time. There's 5 days of Advent left. We have time to work on our Christmas. How about all you great cooks out there? Does dinner just come like that? Not quite. You had to do some planning. You had to do some shopping. What am I going to do? How am I going to set this up? How am I going to get this all cooked? You're planning ahead. And that's what makes your meal great. You planned. You worked at it. It's what makes Christmas great. You planned and you worked at it. It's not automatic. We have to work at things in our lives. Micah, the prophet, today, he prepares the people of Israel with the good news. Oh, Bethlehem, you are so small and you are so insignificant, but coming from you is the Savior of the world. Micah predicted that hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus was born. The city of David there in Bethlehem, where David, King David, was born, the one the prophets told us about, is coming from the line of David. Why wouldn't he be born in Bethlehem? And when the Magi come through in a few weeks here, they're going to ask the religious Herod's going to ask him, where is that star coming from? Where is the king coming from? And he asked the religious, from Bethlehem, because that's what Micah said. It's a world with little hope for so many, even in Bethlehem. It often seems like that for us also. But it's God's word that we need to let grow in our heart. Not the world, but the word. See, when the world grows in our heart, bad things happen to us. We get distracted. The world goes in and God goes out. So we pray for the grace to let God's word go back in and push the world out of us this Christmas season.